Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 107 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Varth, and today's challenge for June 15th is describe an experience from your life in which you gained a new appreciation for another person. How did this new perspective help reshape your heart? Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of seeking peace and fulfillment. Abraham Lincoln once said, quote, "I do not like that man. I must get to know him better," end quote. What great words. And yet, this may be one of the hardest things for us to do, myself included. But just because it's hard doesn't mean we shouldn't try to achieve it. This may sound real obvious, but it's something I'd like to point out to both our regular listeners as well as any new listeners finding us for the first time. And that is, if our objective is to use the power of choice to write our own story, and we want to focus on our internal story first rather than our external story, then we must understand that every other person in the world is writing their own story as well. Now, everyone may not be aware of their power to write their own story, or they may be focused on trying to plagiarize their external story. But through their mindset and their actions, they are writing the story of their life. And the point I'm trying to make is that everyone has a story, and the way we look at someone can completely change when we hear their story. We try to limit the amount of television that our kids watch, but there is one show during the summer that we record and usually watch together as a family, and that's America's Got Talent. First of all, it's just amazing to watch people from all over the world, from young to old, with all different forms of skill and talent. But with some of the acts, they will show a video with a background story about the performers, and it usually entails some type of adversity they went through. And after watching those background stories, the people on stage are no longer just performers. They are human beings, often going through some of the same struggles we can relate to. And in my opinion, those stories make their performances even more powerful. So, let me share about a time in my life where I gained a new appreciation for another person. On yesterday's episode, I talked about one of my experiences as a walk-on college basketball player, and about how I was the worst player on the team, and I didn't have a lot of confidence, and I was really shy when I was younger anyway. So I didn't really initiate a lot of conversations, even with the other guys on the basketball team, once I met them. But one day in the cafeteria, one of the players who was a couple years older than me and a super athlete who could jump out of the gym asked me what I thought about how he was playing. I don't remember exactly what I told him. I'm sure it wasn't anything earth-shattering, but as we talked about things, I found out that this player didn't even play on his high school basketball team. He was in the band and involved in other activities, but ended up playing at a junior college before transferring to the school we were at. I couldn't believe it. How could a guy this good not have been playing his whole life? And how could he seem to lack so much confidence that he needed to ask me, the worst player on the team, how he was playing? But later, as I reflected on that conversation, I realized he wasn't sure of himself because he didn't have that much experience, and he wanted someone to reassure him and give him some feedback. I realized that while this guy had more skill and athleticism than me, he lacked some confidence internally, just like I did. It wasn't that I didn't like Kareem before, like Abraham Lincoln said in the quote I mentioned earlier, but I did like him even more after I heard about his story, and we made that connection. So how about you? What's an experience from your life where you gained an appreciation for another person? How did this perspective help reshape your heart? My wife sent me a quote the other day that said, quote, confidence isn't walking into a room thinking you're better than everyone. It's walking in and not having to compare yourself to anyone at all, end quote. When we have that confidence in who we are and what our story is, and when we are seeking peace and fulfillment, then we're able to be open to learn more about other people, listen to their stories, and gain a new appreciation for them that can reshape our hearts. Thanks for joining us today. And if you haven't already, don't forget to head over to www.johnbarthbooks.com and sign up to get your free guide, 5 Steps to Increase Your Impact on Students by Giving Them a Better Version of You. And we appreciate your support in our mission to share stories, tools, and resources to help you write your own story so that you can increase your impact on young people by giving them a better version of you every day.